Streets boys basketball.
Gets a step down the lane. Scoop shot left hand good. Back the other way. Down the lane, Libby. Contact. No foul. Weaver, offensive rebound good.
The garbage man showed up. Weaver that time. Usually hustling, and when you hustle, you get some points like that.
Back to Dalton Davis. He's going to fire a long three. Got it. Big basket there.
Here's Mike Perry and Jim Lee with the pregame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
And now the starting lineups. Starting lineups for the Rock Island Rocks. A 5'10" sophomore guard, number 4, Royce Muskie Valley. A 6'2" sophomore guard, number 5, Chason Randall. 6'3" senior forward, number 24, Julian Mayfield. 6'6" senior forward, number 32, Brandon Pullman. And a 6'4" junior forward, number 44, DJ Anderson. Assistant coaches, Dan Coyle Logan, Ed VC, and Tony Hickman. And the head coach from the Rocks, Mr. Tom Siegel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot sophomore guard, number 1, Dalton Davis. 6-foot sophomore guard, number 10, Brandon Thomas. Son.
Thomas.
6'4" junior forward, number 32, Victor Davis. 6'3" senior forward, number 40, Caleb Weaver. And a 6'5" senior forward, number 44, Tanner Libby. Assistant coaches, Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Matt Pogue, Joe Dillman, Jason Gray, and the head coach, Mr. Mike Reynolds.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
And we're set to go. Rock Island on the floor. Two of the conference's leading scorers, Brandon Pullman. And, of course, Chason Randall. Randall at 19 a game, Pullman at 16 a game, Dalton Davis at 12.4 for the Silver Streaks, Victor Davis at 8.3, Caleb Weaver at 8.4, Libby at 6.9, and Brandon Thomas Thompson at 2.2 of all games. So a couple of sophomores in the lineup, and junior and two seniors. Rock Island comes on out to jump center. DJ Anderson, a big kid at 6'4". And, of course, Brandon Pullman at 6'6", so pretty even in terms of the size. Tanner Libby will jump center, 4 of his Silver Streaks. And Brandon Pullman will do the honors for Rock Island in the red tops with the yellow trim. Galesburg in the white tops and the black trim. Ball's up in the air, tip controlled by the Rocks. We're underway at 7:55, Royce Muskie Valley with the basketball. Top of the key, guarded by Dalton Davis. Pass on the left side to Pullman, drives baseline. Pull up from 12, off the glass, good over Libby.
That guy's probably the key to this game. We held him down up there, and if you keep Pullman in single figures, you got a pretty good chance. But if he goes off and gets 15, you know Randall's probably going to get 20. It's going to be a tough night.
Libby on the baseline. He drives toward the basket. Short shot off the glass. No good. DJ Anderson, the rebound for the Rocks. They lead it 2-0 just underway here at Thiel Gymnasium. Muskie Valley, top of the key as they line up in a 1-4. He bounced it down on the baseline. Left side, tipped out of bounds. Or was it?
No, I think he and Julian Mayfield had a little miscommunication that time. He bounced it out there like he thought Julian was coming wing, and he was cutting in.
And Galesburg gives it right back. Libby attacking on the left side, trying to dump it down on the right block to Weaver and threw it away. So back-to-back turnovers. 2-0 Rocks, 45 seconds into this Western Big Six contest. Second time the two teams have seen each other this season. Muskie Valley brings it up right side. The pass goes to Anderson. Top to Pullman, goes left side, Muskie Valley. Off the screen, Randall up top, good cover by Thompson. Back to Muskie Valley, up top. Three on the way, Mayfield banks it. Wow, Julian Mayfield gives the Rocks a 5-0 lead. It'd
be hard-pressed to convince me he intended to bank that.
I don't think so. Streaks some work to do now. Down 5-0. Up top, Caleb Weaver. Looking inside, puts it on the floor. Right side, it goes to Thompson. He dribbles out to the top of the key. Up top, Dalton. Man falls. He drives toward the basket. Shot off the glass. Good on the left side.
Good adjustment by Davis. He was looking for the three, but then by the time the ball reversed around to him, he couldn't get that off. So he goes ahead, penetrates. His man falls down and kisses it off the glass.
Right wing, Mayfield with it. Guarded by Victor Davis. Holds it above his head. High post, it goes to Anderson, puts it on the deck. Out top, Pullman. He'll fire from there. Does fire. Missed it. Rebound, Victor Davis. Yeah, you want him taking those shots. In transition, Weaver at the free throw line. Jump stop, kicks it up top to Dalton Davis. Right wing, Libby. He'll fire from three. This one's short. Rebound, Dalton Davis. Back up off the floor. They'll reset. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. The three was not. Julian Mayfield shot a two-point field goal, so Rock Island a 4-2 lead. They give him a two on that. Brandon Thompson on the left wing. He's open for a long jumper. Put up. Banked it in. He didn't call bank either. His for two.
Well, at least he was from an angle that time.
So both shots made by Galesburg. Banks, 4-4.
And Thompson already getting into a chase on Randall. It's the sophomore's job. Randall's just
guarding.
A sophomore, too. And Randall's getting a little frustrated, throwing his arm out there a couple of times.
Yeah, this is where Brandon Thompson really, no help side defense. He's just going to face guard like he was in a box and one, although it is a man-to-man defense. Up top, Mayfield down on the baseline. DJ Anderson puts it on the floor. Back up top to Muskie Valley. Their point guard, guarded by Dalton Davis. 5:15 to go on the clock. Mike Reynolds very animated on the sideline, calling out the defense. Muskie Valley out on the baseline. Driving toward the basket. Shot put up by Mayfield with the left hand is good. Mayfield, a couple of buckets early on. 6-4 Rock Island. It's Dalton in the front court. Passes to Brandon Thompson. He goes up top. Victor, he'll fire the wide open three. No good off the back of the iron. Tipped around. Victor picks it up off the floor. Another chance for the Streaks. Right side, Dalton Davis, three on the way. It's no good. Rebound tipped around and chased down by Julian Mayfield. And a transition opportunity. Ball flippled around. And now it's Randall for three. Right wing, count it. Jason Randall, a three. Rock Island, a 9-4 lead.
And Randall becoming more dangerous as he's growing up to 6'2", and he looks like he might be a little taller than that now. And tough to stop that shot from the wing. He had 27 against us the first time.
Davis, a three on the right wing. No good. It's short off the front of the iron. Rebound, Muskie Valley. And here they come in transition. Got to get back. He's on the right wing. They try to double him. He'll dribble it back up top of the key. Now attacks the middle. Kicks the pass off. Anderson, three on the left baseline. High arching shot. No good. Rebound Pullman over Libby. Shot up. No good. Ball tipped around. Libby gets it off the floor. So they catch a break there. In transition. Libby to the basket. Foul called. Is it a charge? It's a block. The official from behind says a block. Libby goes to the line to shoot two. That one could have gone either way.
That was a key sequence early in this game. Rock Island already up 5 points. And Libby lost Pullman down there, but fortunately he missed the putback on the rebound, which is a bunny. And then we get it back the other way, get a good call, and now Libby maybe with a free throw or two can narrow the gap.
He is at 49% this season. Spun out on him the first attempt. Coming off a 19-point game. We need this free throw. Down 9-4 with 3:59 to go first quarter. They'll send Mayfield back. Actually, he's going to go talk to Tom Siegel and then go back deep for the Rocks. Galesburg with two deep men. Libby's second free throw. On the way. Good. 9-5 Rock Island. Need to stop here quickly. They get it across inside Mayfield. Did he travel? He sure did. He went from his left to right down the middle. Would have been a perfect spot for a baby hook. Instead, he shuffled the feet. Two turnovers on the Rocks. They will commit them. Davis in the front court. Passes to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver looks inside. Ooh. Nobody home. Went for Davis. He wasn't there. Turnover. Mayfield picks it up to Randall. Dunks it with the right hand. Chasen Randall. Five in the first quarter. Timeout Galesburg. Mike Reynolds furious.
Yeah, that was not the pass we were looking for there. I'm not sure what Caleb Weaver was looking at, but we deserved to be dunked on that time, yep. And Jason Randall gave it to us.
Full timeout, 6-point Rocks lead, 3:39 to go first quarter. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks, boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfine and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles, experience that wins. WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Samantha Kay from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg Landmark Commission is seeking nominations for its 2009 Historic Preservations Awards program, which recognizes individuals and businesses that have made contributions to the historical beauty of Galesburg. Nominations are due on February 20th. To nominate, get the link at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team travels to Bloomington on Saturday. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me and Eric Gibson with all the action beginning at 1:30 here on WGIL.
And we're back at Field Gymnasium. Chase and Randall at the free throw line to shoot, I guess, a technical. Didn't see that happen. Now they're announcing it. Randall's first free throw is good. He has 6 points already. Going for number seven. Yep.
Well, they didn't announce
who
the technical was on. Boy, this is not what you want to get off to this start. You know, Tom Siegel said he didn't feel like the Rocks brought a lot of energy the first time we played up there. Well, they're bringing it tonight, and the Silver Streaks have not even come close to matching Rock Island out of the gate here. Now with this silly technical foul, which we've been prone to do this year, we give them the ball right back, and they can go up 10 or 11.
Here's Ferguson in the ballgame for Brandon Thompson. And Rocky, a chance, as you mentioned, to go up double digits with it now. Up top, Anderson down low. He gives to Randall, trying to post up on Ferguson. Smart move. Up top now, Mayfield fakes, and he traveled for the second time. Rock Island, three turnovers. Must take advantage every opportunity.
Now it's time for us to close the gap. We are not the type of team that's going to come back from a 15 or 20-point deficit, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe we have them right where we want them. Last week against Quincy, we were up 19 at the half and then dropped it down there. But I don't think I want to try and make that kind of a comeback tonight.
Victor Davis with it, left of his circle, now tries to penetrate on Pullman. He's cut off. Dalton Davis down low, Libby working on Anderson, flips the pass to Weaver. Weaver not in a good position to catch that ball, but he draws a foul.
Yeah, Muskie Valley pulled his jersey.
That's his second foul. They just brought in Jordan Haythorne, the backup point guard, and Muskie Valley has got to go out of the game now, and we'll see Victor Jones, a guy who got a lot of time last year, a 5'11 junior. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Ball inbounded to Libby on the baseline. He attacks inside. Shot crimped it off the glass. No good. Tipped around and pulled out by Randall. Missed a bunny. Something that's been a problem. A long three by Haythorne. No good. Anderson comes away with the rebound, though, for Rock Island. His second. Inside, Jason Randall. He gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. Already, Randall with 7 points, a chance to go to nine and give Rocky a double-digit lead with 2:50 to go first quarter.
Rock Island very active right now, just out-positioning, out-hustling the Silver Streaks pretty much on both ends of the court. And, Galesburg just can't get over our big men. Do the hard work, getting in position to take the shot and then get in a hurry as Tanner Libby did the last time and shove it up there between the backboard and the rim. And Rock Island was quickly headed the other way.
The technical was on Dalton Davis. He picked up a foul, then a technical, so right away he's got two fouls. Randall missed two free throws.
And then they got the ball.
And then they get the rebound. DJ Anderson's been a ton on the glass already, so they have a chance to go up double digits. Anderson with it left wing. So Dalton Davis, who got a T in the game against Rock Island before, saddled with two fouls, and presumably he got the technical there because you can't get two fouls. But he's on the floor right now. I'm wrong about that. I am absolutely wrong about that. Inside, a shot is put up by Randall, no good, and off the ball, there's a foul. I apologize. I looked at points instead of fouls trying to work this thing out. Libby with one foul, two fouls on Galesburg as a team, and I am dead wrong about Dalton Davis.
Well, that's
I'm
good.
I'm glad I'm wrong, but I
was going to say, Rock Island brought out the worst in him, I guess, after he had that. The only time he's fouled out, I think, this year was that game up there. That was such a weird occurrence, but yeah, we need him. He's our leading scorer. We need him to contribute.
Absolutely. He's been outstanding, and Libby just dribbled it off his foot going to the basket. Another Streaks turnover. So clarifying, Davis, no fouls. Still unsure who the T was on. Galesburg, two team fouls. Libby has one of them. And Rock Island with the ball up 13-5 with 2:05 to go first quarter. Haythorne with it, top of the key, guarded by Dalton Davis. Ryan Garnett in the game, four of his Silver Streaks. Out of the left wing, Randall, crossover dribble, baseline hop step, dumps it off to Anderson. Should have shot that one himself. Anderson, though, has it tipped out of his hands by Victor Davis. It stays with Rocky, and they maintain a 13-5 lead.
Silver Streaks need somebody to give them some spark here.
Anderson to trigger it and does so to Pullman out on the baseline. He goes up top to Haythorne. Haythorne looking for someone off a screen. Goes to Victor Jones. Anderson, three on the baseline. Good. DJ Anderson hits Rock Island's second three, and they are rolling. 16 to 5, 7 straight points. Garnett with it on the baseline, goes to Ferguson, and he just traveled. My goodness, it has gone from bad to worse right now. That is just an unforced error, and Galesburg, 4 turnovers. Rocks with the basketball, 135 and counting in the first quarter, and an 11-point lead. They do not look like the same team we saw earlier.
Nor do we.
No, you're right. Bounce pass, Anderson hit Haythorne cutting back door. He missed the layup, though, in the land of trees. Victor Davis, the rebound and a foul. Victor with 3 boards, but quiet on offense. Victor Jones picked up the foul.
Well, Weaver and Davis were super tough up there, and so far neither one has scored yet, have they?
Nope. You're right.
Those guys have got to do some work inside. We out-rebounded Rock Island up there, and this is just not the same team.
Dalton Davis forced it baseline, missed the shot. Victor right on cue, an offensive rebound and a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot 2, where he makes 72.4%. And the foul on D.J. Anderson, who's got 3 points and 3 rebounds for the Rocks early on.
And Victor Davis wearing the number 32, which was the number that a certain Silver Streak that I talked to earlier, Rod Thompson, who's back for Alumni Night, happened to wear. So Victor trying to do that 32 number proud like Rod did for that great year he had here.
He made the free throw. That snaps Rocky's 7-0 run. Brandon Thompson back into the ballgame, and I'll look to see if that foul earlier was called on him or if he has a personal. Meanwhile, Victor trying to make 2 free throws. Second one on the way. Yes, he did. Galesburg, 3 out of 4 from the line. 16-7 Rocks. 105 to go, first quarter. Down on the baseline, Pullman guarded closely by Libby. He had a bucket early on and hasn't scored since. He throws a pass out to Anderson. Anderson, lazy handoff pass to Pullman, top of the key. Good defense by Libby to strip it away. They'll stay with Rock Island, though.
Silver Streak's offense has looked about like the Illini offense last night. Boy, was that an ugly display up in Minnesota.
That was pathetic. They just got manhandled, bullied by a very, very aggressive and energetic Minnesota team. Tubby Smith, known to coach defense, and they are tough. Up top, Randall with it, 47 seconds to go. Brandon Thompson guarding him. They'll spread it out in 4 corners and see if they can get a back door. D.J. Anderson up top to Haythorne. He backs it out on the right side now. Up top with the pass to Randall. Guarded closely by Thompson, 35 seconds to go in the quarter. He'd love to back Thompson in with a height advantage, 6'2 against 5'10. 28 seconds to go. Randall now, crossover dribble up top. Get about 3 seconds on the defensive count and then move. They appear to be headed for 1 shot. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, spreading it out. Up top, Randall just dribbling around. Brandon Thompson guarding, 10 seconds. He's going to make his move here in a moment. Top of the key, Galesburg goes to jump out and double. Victor Davis picked up the foul, Galesburg's 3rd.
Well, Randall was good enough handling the ball that time, and I guess we just had one-on-one pressure. Thompson just keeping him in front of him, and nobody else really came out. Randall just dribbled, 30 seconds off the clock there, and then started to make his move toward the end of the period, and that's when came out and fouled him.
Ball inbounded to Victor Jones, going against Davis. 5 seconds, 4, bounce pass, loose on the floor. Haythorne from 30 feet, heaves it up, missed it, hit the back of the iron, wasn't that far off. And a disappointing first quarter for Galesburg. Big house, alumni night, all that going on. They got to turn it around. 16-7, Rock Island after 1, back with the second quarter. After this is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
145.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
WGIL congratulates button winners Chris Hawkins of Galesburg, who won $20 in cash, and Eileen Mansfield of Galesburg won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
Just about to start the second quarter. Rocky leading 16-7. We've gotten it cleared up. Eric Gibson does a great job for his color commentary on the girls' basketball games. Brandon Thompson normally wears jersey number 11. He is wearing jersey number 10 tonight. Apparently, that was not the number in the book. So he's wearing 11, normally wears 10. That change apparently not made in the book. And there is the reason why Galesburg got a technical. It had nothing to do with Dalton Davis. And again, I feel terrible. I apologize to him and his family. I'm just not at all related to him.
Well, you didn't say he killed anybody.
No, but that's wrong. So we've got it straightened out and appreciate that information. Galesburg with the ball to start the second quarter. Dalton Davis, he drives on the baseline, has a move to the basket. Nice job to take it to the hole. Dalton with four. Galesburg cuts the lead to seven.
That decision-making, that's one of the hard parts of basketball, and Davis good at that. He could have launched the three, but saw the better opportunity to the basket and went in and took the two.
Up top, Pullman working on Libby. Pull-up jumper. Tough shot from the right elbow. Air ball. Weaver the rebound. Great defense.
That's the biggest problem
with
Pullman
we've seen.
Yeah, he just, I don't know where his head's at sometimes. He takes some really weird shots and a wasted possession for the Rocks, and we'll take it.
Commits a foul about 40 feet from the basket. Libby was going to put it on the, or did put it on the floor, and Pullman reached in. Are they not going to call the foul? All right, he tipped it out of bounds. Thought he had the arm, but be that as it may, Galesburg ball, 16-9. Rocky with two threes in the first quarter. Galesburg shot three out of four from the line. Rocks two out of four. Davis up top, puts it on the floor, attacks the basket, goes up strong,
nice.
Scores! Victor with four in the game. When he does that, you cannot stop him. Pullman just kind of Olay defense on that. Victor Jones back the other way. Victor late to get out on him. Missed a jumper from 16, and the rebound off the floor taken by Libby.
Victor a key on that rebound, too.
He sure was. Back the other way, faking, shooting. Weaver, oh, he missed the layup.
Victor.
Offensive rebound. Gather scores! Victor Davis, 6 points, five rebounds. Timeout, Rock Island. Victor Davis to spark. Streaks within three, 16-13. And Tom Siegel says, we need to talk. We'll take the break as well. Back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Home run for the Streaks to open the second quarter. And now they come full court with pressure. And then back out to man-to-man. 6:50 to go in the first half, 16-13. Rock Island, Galesburg, six straight points. Yeah. To the foul on the front court on Rocky.
I think it's going to be on Thompson.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, and he's doing that right in front of the official. I mean, it's one thing to stay on a guy, but, I mean, he had his head stuck in Randall's jersey all the way down the court. And, I mean, you can get close to a guy, but that was a good call. Thompson can't play it like that.
Ball inbounded to Randall. Quickly off the inbound. Shot up, no good. Pullman tips it up. Davis tipped it in. They're going to give Pullman the basket. Victor Davis actually tipped the ball in the basket. And Rock Island crashing the offensive glass there. 18-13, Davis driving the basket. A reach-in foul called. Maybe it is Victor Jones, I believe. I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah, Victor not very
Victor
happy.
Jones. He didn't like
Jones.
It at all.
Yeah, he thought he got all ball on Davis going in that time. Was he shooting? No, the Streaks would get it out underneath their basket.
18-13, Rocky, 6:32 to go, second quarter. Jones now joins Muskie Valley with two fouls apiece for the Rocks. Davis inbounds to Libby, guarded by Randall. Inside to Davis, didn't catch it clean. Skips it across to Dalton Davis. Bounce pass down low. It was a light thrown pass. Victor hitting the floor, chasing it down, though. Rock Island's Mayfield, he runs into Libby. Ball tipped around. Galesburg gets it back. Woo, a lot of loose balls on the floor.
This looks like Galesburg and Rock Island now. This is the pace these two usually play at. It's usually a crazy ball game.
Genetic pace.
We got off to a slow start, but maybe we can pick this up.
Brandon Thompson for three. No good off the back of the iron, and rebound. Two. They're a little guard off the bench, Haythorne. And then Rocky makes a bad decision in the front court. Bad pass from Jones going for Pullman, and they weren't on the same page. Rocky now with six turnovers.
That's been the biggest problem for Rock Island over the years. They get going, and then they'll make three or four turnovers in a row and let you back in the game. And that's what's happening. Hopefully the Streaks can take advantage here.
5:58 to go in the first quarter, 18-13. Galesburg trailing. But in the second quarter, out to a, they'd scored six of the last 8 points. And now they'll take a towel, and Victor hit the floor and was hustling. Tanner Libby hustling. They got some sweat on the floor they need to wipe up in the lane.
And the player's probably enjoying a little
breather
here after this thing got up and down there hard since the second quarter has began.
They get that taken care of. Galesburg basketball trying to edge closer. Dalton Davis met at half court by Haythorne. He passes on the right wing to Libby. Back up top. Dalton Davis back to Libby. Creeps to the baseline looking for a shot. Davis up top. He'll shoot a long three. Yep! Dalton Davis now with seven in the game. Galesburg within two. 18-16. Rocky Randall down the lane. Kicks it out. Haythorne long three on the right wing. Good! They answer right back. Haythorne off the bench with a three. 21-16. Galesburg in the front court quickly. Dalton Davis, here's another three right side. Yes! It's a scoring show by Davis. 21-19. Rocks. Dalton with 10 already. Coming off a pair of 22-point games. Anderson with it left wing. Weaver daring him to shoot the three. He made one on the baseline earlier. Randall with the top of the key, guarded by Brandon Thompson. A two-point Rock Island lead, 5:04 to go first half. Randall spinning in the lane, ball loose on the floor. He dives out and gets it. Haythorne, left side, Pullman a three on the way. It's long, rebound Victor Davis, his sixth. Gives to Thompson, straight on the push. Brandon Thompson over to Dalton Davis. He'll call out the play, Haythorne out to guard him. Right side, the pass goes to Libby, guarded by Pullman. Up top, Victor Davis. Down low, Weaver. Out to Brandon Thompson. Needs to get it back into him. He's got the seal. He does. Weaver, shut up, good. Oh, he missed it. He missed the bunny. Nobody can believe it. He got his own rebound, though. That was as close as you're going to get. Victor Davis misses a jumper. Gets his own rebound. Out to Brandon Thompson. His three on the way. No. Galesburg ice cold right now, and DJ Anderson the rebound. All kinds of opportunities. Back the other way, Rockies. Mayfield down the lane for a scoop shot.
Boy. Caleb Weaver's had two bunnies tonight, and that's just been the plague for him through his career. Yep. He worked so hard, got that position, and then missed it underneath. Hopefully he won't hang his head, because we need Caleb tonight to score some points.
Dalton Davis baseline, pulls back on Randall, swished it over him on the left side. Randall took a step back, and Davis said, thank you very much. He's got a dozen. He is keeping Galesburg in the game. 23-21, back the other way quickly underneath. Shot put up, no good by Randall. Libby the rebound. Whoa, we all need a breather. Thompson brings it up, streaks down two. 3:45 to go, first half. Dalton Davis, who's been en fuego with the ball. Man! Up top, he is putting a show on Randall. He is getting the better of that matchup. They moved Haythorne off of him and put their best player on him. Up top, Weaver off to Dalton. He drives the baseline, left side, shot up. No, Weaver put back. No, he missed another one up close. That one a little tougher. And Anderson, the rebound for Rock Island. They come back the other way. Underneath, Pullman's fouled before he'd get a shot off. It'll be Galesburg's fifth team foul.
Boy, so frustrating. Caleb comes charging in there, gets that put back, and he just cannot get that thing through the cylinder here in the first half. But the Streaks, to their credit, after a very tough shooting first quarter, still only down two, and of course, thanks largely to, I think Victor Davis, first of all, that got him going, and then Dalton Davis as he caught fire.
Foul was called on Brandon Thompson, his second, first streak with two fouls. He'll come out of the game. Pierce Ferguson in. He'll love this up and down game. Had eight in a game last weekend. Trying to get it in. Rocky better hurry. They finally do. Jumper on the left baseline. Spinning out.
Out of way, Tanner.
And Tanner Libby the rebound for the Silver Streaks. His fourth and what? Foul on Rocky or what? No. Wow, Libby picked up a player control foul when Galesburg had the ball. That, we cannot have it. Second foul on him, and now Galesburg with six. He's going to come out of the game. Joel Mangieri making his first appearance. The 6'1" senior started a good chunk of the first of the season.
Emotions have always been Tanner's problem, and he worked hard. Man, he ripped that rebound down. But unnecessarily through an elbow, and that's what got him the personal foul.
Haythorne with the basketball now. He backs it out. 3:06 to go in the first half. A 23-21 Rock Island lead. They've led by as many as 10. Anderson with it now on the right wing. The 6'4 player, he'll fire from three. Weaver late to get there. Anderson buried his second of the game. Cannot let him shoot like that. He's got six. 26-21, Rock Island. Back the other way. Dalton Davis up top. Weaver puts it on the floor. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Ferguson, he missed it. Rebound yanked out by Mayfield. Stolen away from him, though. Here comes Victor on the drive. To the basket. He's bumped. Shot put up. He tripped. Got his own rebound. He's trying to muscle it to the basket. It's stripped. On the floor, Mangieri. Ferguson comes up with the ball. Great hustle. Up top, Joe Mangieri traveled. He thought about a three. He wanted to get the closer shot from the free throw line, and he traveled. Galesburg getting all kinds of chances, and they can't convert.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. The fans are ready to erupt here and cheer, but they just can't quite get it going.
Boy, Davis with 7 rebounds already. DJ Anderson leading them with 5. 2:20 to go first half. Rocky somehow a 5-point lead. They should feel very fortunate. Up top, they swing it around over on the left side.
Pierce Ferguson over there pushing on Randall.
He sure is. Dominic Devin Jones in the ballgame for Rock Island, a 5'11 sophomore. And up top, hit the deck, chasing Randall, and it's on Pierce Ferguson, I think.
He used the leg lift technique Sunday to stop him. Randall tried to go around, and Pierce just grabbed his leg and completely upended him.
So Randall, a chance to get his first point of the quarter. He had 7 in the first quarter. He's been scoreless in the second quarter, but Rocky with 4 three-point baskets in the game, and they have a 5-point lead, 2:04 to go. Pullman back into the game, and out goes Mayfield for the Rocks.
Well, it'd be too bad to see Rock Island stretch this thing back out after the streaks. Played such a good little flurry there early in this quarter, but now have found a lid on the basket, and Rock Island up 5, maybe a couple of more with Randall at the line.
Averaging 18.8 a game, shoots 69%, free throw good. He gets another. Rocks extend the lead to 27-21. So they have scored 6 in a row. Randall trying to make it 7. He missed the free throw. Rebound off the floor taken by Pierce Ferguson. Ferguson with a pair of fouls in the ballgame. Galesburg back the other way. Ferguson with it. Top of the key. Down low. Tried to sneak a pass. It did to Davis. Shot good. Yes. And a foul. Boy, he threaded the needle down there to Victor Davis on the block. Davis scores and he gets a free throw. He's got 8 in the game.
Got a bit of a continuation that time, but I'll certainly take it. And Davis has earned it. Victor, all of a sudden, finding a lot of confidence in his game here in this second quarter.
He sure has. And Pullman just picked up his second foul, so he's in trouble. Victor Jones, Brandon Pullman, Royce Muskie Valley, all with 2. Davis, free throw, good. He's 3 out of 3 from the line now, and he and Dalton Davis have scored all but 3 of Galesburg's points, 27-24. Rocks lead it, 1:54 to go first half. Libby sits down, and Mangieri back in the game for the Silver Streaks.
Well, Rock Island folks saying, man, that Davis is tough, and they're saying, which one? Both of Davises are tough on him tonight.
Boy. Both in a scoring mode tonight. Randall with it, up top, Muskie Valley. Goes to DJ Anderson, and underneath, somebody doing some holding.
Joe Mangieri.
You just can't do those fouls right now. I know you want to play aggressive, but they're in the bonus. Granted, Pullman a 55% free throw shooter, but you keep giving them chances, and they're gonna make you pay. Pullman a 1-1. Has 4 in the ballgame. Looks to extend the lead to 4, 1:38 to play. Free throw, no good. So it didn't hurt. Victor Davis's 8th carom for the Silver Streaks. They can get within 1 or tie on this possession. They have been so close. At top, Victor goes over to Dalton Davis. He's on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Attacks Muskie Valley. Muskie Valley cut him out. Cut him off, should say. And a 5 count's on, and a 5 count is the call. Davis couldn't get rid of the ball, and it results in Galesburg's 6th turnover. Excellent defense by Royce Muskie Valley. He's a pest.
I got to give Rock Island a little credit there, because I thought maybe they ought to move Randall over there on Dalton Davis. Mm-hmm. You know, the little guy was on him, and I thought Dalton was going to end up scoring again, but he ends up forcing a turnover. So credit to Tom Siegel's club.
Jumper, long jumper on the left baseline, and by a guy who doesn't score a whole lot of points. Victor Jones with a 3. 30-24 Rocks. Under a minute to go. Davis, Domelaine from Weaver. He is tied up. They call him for a travel. 7 streaks turnovers.
6-point Rocky lead, and you wonder if they won't think about holding for the final shot like they did at the end of the first quarter.
They've gone on a 7-3 run since it was a 2-point Rocks lead at 23-21. That's as close as Galesburg's been able to get in the quarter. Up top with it. Jones handing off to DJ Anderson. He'll go up top to Royce Muskie Valley between those circles.
Then a little weave out high.
Just a weave with Davis and Muskie Valley and Randall over there, face guarded by Pierce Ferguson. He's not touched it just yet. Muskie Valley with it, top of the key. He and Davis just play a little catch at 23 seconds to go and counting. 6-point Rock Island lead. Their biggest in the first half has been 10. at 16-6. That was in the first quarter. 1-4 set here. Now a box. Davis, Muskie Valley out on the right side. 9 seconds to go. He'll square off with Dalton Davis. Puts it on the floor. Out for a three. Victor Jones, no good. Rebound Randall, put back, no good. Victor Davis, the rebound, and that's the end of the half. No Gillsburg. A flurry there in the quarter, and they're able to get within two, but that's as close as they could get. But a whole second half to go. At the half, Rock Island 30, Gillsburg 24. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Celebrate the new year at Yam's first big sale of the year. Now through Saturday, Yam has great savings on over 150 pre-owned vehicles. With so many to choose from, you're sure to find what you're looking for at Yam. And don't forget Yam's great warranties with GM certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans. Plus,
there are finance rates as low as 2.9%.
Looking for a van? Check out the 08 Chrysler Pacifica Touring with only 99 miles.
Listed at over $35,000 for new. It can be yours for $23,661,
99 miles,
and a savings of over $12,000.
Save an additional $7,700 on an 08 Torrent.
Specially priced at $16,844.
Save an additional $1,860 on an 05 Buick LaCrosse, now priced at $11,920. And save an additional $2,300 on an 05 Pontiac G6, now priced at $10,653. But hurry, these additional savings are for a limited time only.
Yam and Galesburg's first big sale of the year.
Now through the 31st. GM certified used vehicles.
Don't miss it.
No worries.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach. It's the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Rock Island on top at the intermission. 30-24. They led 16-7 after one, took a 10-point lead in the first quarter. That's been their biggest lead of the game. Galesburg has never led in the ball game. They did get awful close in the second quarter. They fought their way back to within two on two occasions at 18-16. Make it three occasions, 21-19 and 23-21. Rock Island scored seven of the last 10 points to end the quarter with a 30-24 lead.
Get ready to talk louder.
Yeah, it's going to get real loud here because the drum line, the winter drum line, set to go. Galesburg outscored Rocky 17-14 in the third quarter. Halftime numbers brought to you by Gold, Fine, and Bulls. Experience at Winch. Your turn.
Well, thanks a lot.
Good timing. Silver Streak shooting 36% from the field, 9 of 25 in the half. They picked it up a little in that second quarter, thanks largely to Dalton Davis. Rock Island, 46% at the half. They're 11 of 24 from the field. They cooled down a little in the second quarter. Rebounding edge back in Galesburg's quarter. I've got Galesburg for 21 rebounds already, Mike. That's especially that second quarter. They had 14 that quarter alone, 6 offensive rebounds. So this is like what happened up at Rock Island. We got numerous second chances, and we're still in the game as long as we can keep that up. Rocky with 12 boards. Turnover counts. I've got Galesburg with 8, Rock Island with 6 at this point. So Silver Streak's turnovers a bit of a problem. And several of those in unforced situations, so you hate to see that. Silver Streaks have played, well, a poor first quarter, a decent second quarter, so close to being even or ahead of this game. And let's hope some of those shots that were narrowly missing will start to fall in the second half.
Two Streaks doing the bulk of the scoring. In fact, Dalton Davis and Victor Davis. 21 of Galesburg's 24 points in the first half. Rock Island much more balanced. Rocky with 5 3-point makes in the first half, 2 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Galesburg with a couple of trays. The streak's 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Rock Island a poor 3 of 7. Dalton Davis, a game high 12 points, 10 of his second quarter. Victor Davis with 9. Brandon Thompson with 2. Tanner Libby with 1. Caleb Weaver, 4 rebounds in the first half, but did not score. He has got to come out in the second half and provide some offense. Ryan Garnett, Pierce Ferguson, both played in the first half, but did not crack the scoring column, along with Joe Mangieri. Rock Island's Chasen Randall with 8 points in the first half. 7 came in the first quarter. He was hurt a bit at the free throw line, making just 3 of 6. 6 points apiece for Julian Mayfield and DJ Anderson. Anderson's coming via the 3-point bomb. 3 points for Victor Jones on a 3. 4 points for Brandon Pullman. And 3 points for Jordan Haythorne. Leading rebounder for Rocky, DJ Anderson with 5. Victor Davis, 9 points and 9 rebounds in the first half. He has been a horse. Got to get some help in the post. Tanner Libby, just 1 point on the night. Caleb Weaver, scoreless so far. Those three guys combined for 43 points and 28 rebounds for the first win against Rock Island, the first meeting between the two schools. They're going to have to do it again tonight if Galesburg's going to win this game. 14 combined turnovers, 8 by the streak, 6 by the Rocks. More to come on this halftime on Alumni Night at Thiel Gymnasium at Galesburg High School. It's Rock Island 30, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup. A
few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe love.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Herman and A.G. Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. Tonight, cloudy, low around 15. Temps steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny, high 35, low around 28. Sunday, partly sunny, high 35, low 17. And Monday and Monday night, cloudy, scattered flurries, high 25 and a low around 12. Currently, it's 14 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Halftime score, Galesburg trailing Rock Island 30-24. Down to the floor, Jim Lee visiting with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
All right, thanks, Mike. Down here with Ryan Hart. And kind of frustrating at halftime, but I guess we're still in the ball game. We've had some opportunity.
Yeah, we're only down 6. I think the end of the first quarter was 8 or 9, somewhere in that neighborhood. So we cut the lead a little bit, had them within 2, about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. They just made a couple of shots.
Victor played possessed there early in the second quarter. Was something said in the huddle that fired him up?
Victor can be a man-child whenever he wants to be, but for some reason, sometimes he just doesn't want to be. He came out that first quarter, and he looked like he was going to tear this game up. I hope we get the same effort out of him the second half.
What was most of the talk in the locker room? What adjustments need to be made here, Coach?
Well, they had a couple threes hit by some guys that don't normally shoot threes. We're doing a good job with Randall and Pullman. hopefully we continue doing the same thing on that. Those other guys aren't going to knock down the shots that they are so far.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's assistant coach Ryan Hart as the Silver Streaks get set to start the second half on the short end of a 30-24 score. Dalton Davis leading everyone in the first half with a dozen points. Victor Davis just talked about him. 9 points and 9 rebounds. And Rock Island's Jason Randall averaging about 19 a game at 8 in the first half. And a good job also on Brandon Pullman. He picked up a couple of fouls, has 4 points thus far in the ballgame. He averages 16 on the season. Those guys making those shots that you don't normally see. DJ Anderson with a pair of threes, and Victor Jones, a real big three there in the second quarter to extend Rock Island's lead. Galesburg comes out on the floor with Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Tanner Libby, Caleb Weaver, and Brandon Thompson, the starting five. Rock Island out with its starting five of Jason Randall, Royce Muskie Valley, who got in foul trouble early, Julian Mayfield, DJ Anderson, and Brandon Pullman. As we're underway, Rock Island with the basketball to start this third quarter. Pullman with it up top, guarded by Libby. Down on the baseline they go to Mayfield. He takes a bounce out. It's back to Muskie Valley. A little bit more organized here on the offense. Tough shot put up by Randall with good defense by Libby, and Victor Davis already with 10 rebounds in the game as he comes away with the ball. Galesburg the other way, and Libby up top. He threw it away. Muskie Valley jumped the passing lane. He's got a layup. Muskie Valley's first bucket of the ball game, and Rocky jumps out with a quick bucket and a half. 32-24, they lead it.
No sloppy pass out high. The one place you really can't avoid a sloppy pass is in that particular situation because you're giving up a layup on the other end. And now we've got a whistle and a foul. Somebody Rocky over there in front of the scorer's table picked one up.
Mm-hmm. He did denounce it. There we go, Muskie Valley. Wow, that's his third. So he's been saddled with some foul trouble early on. Weaver up top looking for Davis. Lobs it down low. Victor to the basket. Shot no. Got his own rebound, though. Tries to gather. Goes back up. Good! And a foul. Victor Davis again. Just continues to pound the boards. Has a double-double with 11 points, 11 rebounds, and he's going to the line for a three-point play.
Nice job by Caleb Weaver out high on the he didn't try and throw it line drive pass. It would have been picked off, but he dropped it over the top, and Victor, after missing once, finishes the three-point play there now, and a good trip down the court for the Streaks.
Sure was. 32-27 Rocks. Now you got to get some stops on this end. Left wing Mayfield. Off the screen, Randall down the lane. Shot up good off the glass. That was smooth as silk. He's got 10 in the game, 34-27. Come off the screen, give him a little space, and he can jump out of the gym. Up top, Weaver looking for Davis inside. Mayfield has no chance against him one-on-one, trying to guard him inside. So they're helping out. Dalton Davis working the left side, down the lane, shot up off the glass, no good, tipped around DJ Anderson, the rebound, got a pretty good look at it, just couldn't get it to fall. Muskie Valley the other way, stutter step, top of the key, and a pushing foul call. I thought he traveled. Galesburg fans behind the Rocky bench thought he traveled. Instead, Dalton Davis picks up his first foul of the game.
You know, I thought that Pullman was a real key to this team, but now we're starting to see the emergence of some other guys carrying some of the scoring load in Anderson and Mayfield to where, I don't know, maybe Pullman isn't that key to this club anymore.
Mayfield just traveled on cue going down the middle of the lane. You're right. He had 18 in the win over Rock Falls and, of course, had some key buckets in the first half, so he is not a guy you could shy away from. Rocky commits turnover number 7. Galesburg trailing by 7, 6:19 to go, third quarter. Looking for a hoop here. Brandon Thompson deep on the right wing. Up top, Weaver. The goal. Get it into Davis. They do. Faking. He put it on the floor. Now he's in trouble. Inside, the ball loose. He hits the deck. Ball trickles out of bounds. And who has it? Rocky does. That's the mistake he's been making. He got away with it a few times. Putting it on the deck to gather. Well, he did it that time. And three rocks collapsed. And it went out of bounds. And Galesburg gets the turnover.
Yeah, you're right.
Second on the quarter.
There was a rock on every side of him. It was 1-on-4 under the basket. And he was trying to muscle it up. That wasn't going to happen. And then tried to dribble it out of traffic, and to be fair, he wasn't getting much help by his Silver Streak teammates either.
Anderson with it now, goes on the right wing to Randall, guarded by Thompson. Crossover stutter step on him, cut off by Thompson. Muskie Valley now driving baseline, and a whistle and a foul on the floor.
Dalton Davis on a push baseline,
yep.
I think.
That's his second foul, so two quick fouls on Dalton. I don't want to see that scenario of last time, though, where he fouled out in the third quarter. That's not, well, we can't have that. Two on him, so Rocky with the ball. Two team fouls on Galesburg. Quick pass into Randall.
Nice.
Fortunately,
block.
Didn't catch it clean, and Libby swatted it out of bounds. Good help side defense by Libby. Rocky again, just on the opposite side of the bucket underneath.
What is it? The student body yelling, "You got swatted?"
Yes. They're
was,
right.
That was fun.
Randall with it now up top to Anderson, guarded by Weaver. Over on the right side to Pullman. Uses the screen, pull up three off the front of the iron. No, DJ Anderson scoots in for the rebound. He's
That's
killing Galesburg
bad.
On
Boy,
the glass.
I just hate to give up one when Pullman shot another ill-advised shot.
Pullman, tough shot in the lane, missed it. Foul on Libby. He was fading away from the basket. I mean, he makes it tougher on himself to get the shot off. He jumps real high on his shot. Uh-huh. Libby picked up his third foul. Pullman to the line. He has just 4 points in the game. He's 0 of 1.
Yeah, it's funny in watching Pullman, he's kind of an enigma because it doesn't seem to matter what point of the game. If he hasn't had his shots for a while, he's going to get his shots, no matter if it's a bad shot or what. And I'm sure that's a frustration to Coach Siegel because, if the rest of the offense is flowing well, there's no sense in doing what he's doing. But he's getting a couple of free throws here.
Made the first one. Try to hit them both. Free throw number two. Spun out on him. DJ Anderson again, a rebound. 8 for him now.
He has been a problem tonight.
Got to keep him off the glass. He has been the key. Down the lane, Muskie Valley. No look pass to Mayfield. He gathers, shoots a floater over Weaver. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out by Randall. He's tied up for a foul. If it's on Libby, it's 4. It is not. It's on Brandon Thompson. So that's the good news. Thompson not in foul trouble. He commits. Oh, yes, he is. Galesburg says they want a full timeout. They'll sort it out. Let's see who the foul's on before we go to our break. Thompson picks it up. It is his third foul. Timeout on the floor. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Rocky 35, Galesburg 27. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team travels to Bloomington on Saturday. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me and Eric Gibson with all the action beginning at 1:30 here on WGIL.
4:58 to play, third quarter. Galesburg on the wrong end of the 35-27 score. Rock Island's Pullman just put up a shot, missed it, tipped out of bounds. Muskie Valley, the trigger man, on the baseline. He gets it into Randall. Good cover up by Thompson as Randall came off the screen. Muskie Valley now goes to the basket, broke Davis down, missed the shot. Victor, the rebound.
They had 5 shots that time down the court, didn't score once.
Wow.
Let's make a pay.
Yes, that's right. Dalton Davis now dribbles all the way over to the right side. Trying to get a step on Chasen Randall. Bounce pass up top to Victor Davis. He's guarded by Mayfield, trying to get him back inside to post up where he has an advantage. So Rocky knows very well that's what Galesburg wants to do. Left side to Libby, the pass goes. Up top, Weaver. Weaver passes to Dalton Davis, right side. Down low, Victor. On the right baseline, nothing there. Back out to Dalton. He drives baseline. Shot, contact. Anderson picks up the foul. Good move, Dalton Davis. He's going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I like what Dalton, when he goes in so well, too, because he turns his body and anticipating the foul. And not only does he get that, but he gives himself a shot to get the shot off because he's smaller, but he shields that guy off with his body and gets that right arm out there and at least gets a shot up. But that's a bad free throw.
Yeah, that was way short. Looking for point number 13, Dalton Davis on the line, 72% this season. Leads the team and makes an attempt. Free throw on the way. Missed them both. Rebound, Victor Davis. Here he comes out of nowhere. Shot, no foul. Yes, Victor back to the line where he's 4 out of 4. Wow. He may end up with 20 rebounds tonight.
Well, this is kind of degenerated into a typically ugly Rock Island-Galesburg stretch here as each team pounds the offensive board, sees their shooting percentage go way down. Streaks trying to stay in this one in the third quarter.
Victor makes the free throw. Good news for Galesburg. DJ Anderson, that's his 4th foul, and he has been a killer on the glass. He's got to come out.
Yeah, he's been the star of the game, I think.
No doubt about it. Victor looking to make them both. 35-28 Rocks. Second free throw. He got it. Victor with five in the quarter has 14 points and 13 rebounds. He has been outstanding. Needs some help. The Davises, they need help. 4:19 to go. DJ Anderson out of the ball game. That's the good news for Rocky. The good news for Galesburg. Bad news for Rocky. Up top, Muskie Valley with the ball. They'll overload the left side. They'll send a man through Mayfield on the baseline. Muskie Valley dumps to Chasen Randall. Guarded by Thompson. He's going to take him to the basket. Scoop pass. Beautiful feed to Victor Davis, or rather Victor Jones, who laid it in. He's got five. That was pretty. 37-29 Rocks. Right side, Thompson. He's going to go baseline to the basket. Should have shot the ball. Trying to dump it off to Libby. Shoot that ball. Tipped out of bounds to Galesburg.
You get the feeling that Randall could do what he did the last time down,
yes,
about any time he wants to.
Dalton Davis underneath his basket trying to get it in. He does to Brandon Thompson up top. Victor Davis, he puts it on the floor. Attacks Mayfield, reaching foul. That's Rock Island's fifth foul as a team. And Victor Jones picks up his third. Muskie Valley, Jones three apiece. DJ Anderson four. Galesburg's Tanner Libby and Brandon Thompson three apiece. Oh, they get Mayfield on the foul. Just one on Mayfield. Take that one away from Jones. Here's Ferguson up top. He's going to launch from distance. No good. Rebound. Take it out. Victor Davis tipped it back to Ferguson. He is everywhere. Long jumper. Libby right side. It goes over the backboard after clanking off the back of the rim. Goes to Rock Island.
Well, we've just got to have somebody else step up and score tonight outside of the Davises, and
nobody will
do it.
3:30 to go. Third quarter, an 8-point Rocky lead. Their biggest lead of the game is 10. They look to get it on this trip. Muskie Valley flips the pass around now in the hands of Pullman. Top of the key guarded by Tanner Libby. Right side, Muskie Valley. Now he trades places with Pullman. Up top, Victor Jones puts it on the floor, spinning in the lane, dumps it out to Mayfield on the right wing. Back up top, Muskie Valley. He penetrates down the lane, got away with a walk. Jones with it now, or rather Mayfield with it. Inside, short shot from 10, no good. Victor Davis, another rebound. Down the other side, Ferguson to the goal, missed the layup. And a whistle. Ferguson missed the layup. That's probably the fifth layup. They're going to count the basket or not. Someone was on the rim, say count the basket. All right, so it's not a missed layup. Interference by Rock Island. Ferguson gets a key basket, 37-31 Rocks.
One of the few times the Streaks have gotten the ball down the court ahead of Rock Island in transition.
That was a huge hoop. That could do a lot of things right now. Get it within six. Two possessions, you can hang around. Loop, scoop pass inside. Spinning Randall, shot good,
yes.
But he walked. It looked awful good, and that's why he traveled. Eight turnovers on the Rocks.
I don't think he agrees. He looked at the official, and I don't know. I'd have to see it again.
I don't know that he did.
It was a pretty move.
They're doing something, you know, with him, trying to post up Dalton Davis with the size advantage that he has, strong as he is, and leaping ability. I don't blame him. And they should do it more. Ferguson down to Dalton Davis baseline. They give him baseline. He takes it. Hands off to Victor down the lane. He got away with a walk. Shot no good. He's going to go to the line instead. So maybe we get one there.
Mm-hmm.
Victor at the line has been lights out. 6 for 6.
Yeah,
and
Rock,
has 14 points.
Rock Island coach Tom Siegel was rolling the arms that time, giving the travel indication to the officials. I think he was saying, hey, if my man Randall got called for that, surely that should have been one on Victor Davis.
No doubt about it. Davis clutch at the line. Makes the free throw. 37-32. One more for the man who wears number 32. Free throw, good. Outstanding.
Just keeping us into the game right now.
He really is. 37-33.
It's funny how some kids just play better against some teams. He just has a ton of confidence right now against Rock Island. He has in both games. Last week against Quincy, he was hidden. He was on the court, but he wasn't contributing much of anything.
This move by having Ferguson in could be key. He got the hoop there before. This is his style of game. He likes to get up and down. Chasen Randall to the basket. Good defense by Thompson. Weaver, the rebound. Here he comes in transition. Scoop shot. It's goaltending.
Yep.
Pierce Ferguson to the basket. And a goaltending call. Ferguson, another breakaway layup. 37-35. Keep an eye on that matchup. He can get up and down with the best of them. And the crowd getting into this one now.
This has been a weird comeback. We've had free throws that have been stops in the game, and now two goaltending calls on Rock Island. And Pullman with a foul.
That's right. Pullman off the ball. He commits the foul. Love to get in his head a little bit. Pullman's third, I have him for. And that means the bonus the rest of the way for the Silver Streaks. And Tom Siegel calls timeout.
You get Pullman's head, and you might get three fouls in a hurry.
You got it. It's a 30-second break. Let's hang on to it right here. 37-35. Galesburg getting the basketball. Each team with three timeouts left. 17 fouls on the rocks. Their lead, 8 in the quarter, has been whittled down to 2. Ferguson with a couple of baskets, and Victor Davis just huge in the quarter, huge in the game. He is 5 out of 5 from the line in the quarter, has 7 points.
Yeah, and you know, some of the other guys have contributed some good defense and rebounds, but it's just been all Victor and Dalton, and even Dalton really hasn't been able to get an open shot here in this
period. All over him.
After he had a couple of threes, bang, bang, in the second quarter, they've made sure to cover up a little stronger on number one.
What a key point in the game. 37-35. Rock Island was up 8. You thought, I said it during the break. I went, uh-oh. That's what we really fear, is them to put together a big run and get that double-digit lead. But they do give away opportunities. They do turn it over. Tough team to, stay in the half court and just grind it out. So Galesburg could tie. They have never led in this game. Dalton Davis with the ball. Dribbles over to the right side. Let's see what they have out of the timeout. Up top, Weaver. Lobs it down, Davis. He catches on the right block. Backs it out. They elude him. Shot up, no good. From about 10. Weaver, the offensive board. Can he get a hoop? Shot up, no contact. No foul called. Pullman the rebound. Weaver has 6 rebounds and still hasn't scored. 2-point Rocks lead. Galesburg came up empty on that possession. Mayfield with it. Left of the circle. Now dribbles up to the top of the key. Looks for Randall backdoor. That's a tough pass. And Galesburg gets an unfortunate foul call. Pierce Ferguson's got to calm down, running the other way. I think he got poked in the eye. I thought Mike Reynolds may have thought he was being emotional on the call. He got the foul called on him, but I think he got poked in the eye, and now they realize that. Mike Reynolds grabbed him as if to say maybe calm down, but it was more than that.
Yep, so
they're going to check him out.
He's going to go back to the locker room, and Joe Mangieri checks in. So we gain a little defense, but gave up some offense.
Ball inbounded to Jones. Down the lane, shot, missed everything up close. Joe Mangieri the board for the Streaks. Here comes Dalton Davis in the front court. He comes with the bounce. 1:24 to go, third quarter. Galesburg trying to tie. Davis on the baseline, right side. Looks inside. Weaver not there. Good defense by Pullman. Up top. Hands it off to Mangieri to Dalton Davis. Up top, Victor. He's done everything else. I thought he may pull the trigger on that. Left wing, Dalton Davis. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Out on the left wing, he backs it out. Ooh, almost went middle. And did try to go middle down to Weaver and threw it away.
Yeah. He played with it too long.
Rocks back the other way. Randall just gave it right back. How many times can you not take advantage? They're giving it to you. 37-35 Rocks, 55 seconds to go, third quarter.
Yeah, Victor had an open look, passed it up. Dalton had an open look, passed it up. And after that, begging for a turnover.
They are trying to get it inside, clearly, and that's a good move. But now you need to try something else. Get it. If somebody's going to knock a shot down outside to open up that middle, because they are collapsing down low. Dalton Davis guarded by Randall as he brings it across half court. Bounces to Weaver. He backs up to Victor Davis. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line, all over the rim. Down it goes! First tie of the game for the Streaks. Victor's on fire. 37-37 at the 42nd mark. Down low, spinning Mayfield. He walked, they don't call it. Shot up, no good. Tipped around, Victor Davis the rebound. 15 boards. Here he comes, coast to coast. Layup. Whoa, where's the foul? He got it. It is the Victor Davis show as he goes to the free throw line, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Well, I didn't really see anybody for Rock Island that was ready to stand in front of him
and
take a charge there either. They had every opportunity because they knew he was going to the basket, but nobody stepped up for Rock Island.
Muskie Valley picks up the foul. Davis gives Galesburg its first lead of the game, 38-37 with 27 seconds to go in the quarter. What an effort.
You know, Rock Island looked like they were playing as a team in the first quarter, but since that time, they've kind of regressed to what we've seen before.
Ball missed, good hustle by Mangieri off the missed free throw. We're going to get a tie-up, and it's going back to Galesburg, unless we get a timeout and get the ball. Streaks get the ball back. Good hustle, Joe Mangieri. They call the timeout, and Galesburg with a 38-37 lead with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Give them all the credit in the world. They have fought and clawed. Yes, they've had numerous opportunities to take the lead or score. They've done it.
They have. It's been their defense in the half court that's been a big part of this third quarter, because Rock Island really hasn't had a clean look at the basket this entire period. That one time they had 5 shots at the basket, didn't score. The Rocks have really been in the tank ever since then.
Streaks have been out hustling, getting to the loose balls, creating fouls. Got a few calls to go their way, but not enough to really turn the game around. But it seems like you know, coaches say you make those things happen. When you're the aggressor, you seem to get more of the calls, and the Silver Streaks have it's not been pretty, but they've clawed their way back and taken their first lead.
Victor Davis, 19 points and 15 rebounds. He has 10 points in the quarter. He has missed just one free throw. He was 3 of 3 in the first half, and he is 6 of 7 in this quarter. So 9 out of 10 from the line is just a monster game. This is the game we've all been saying is coming, and here it is.
And a couple of things for Rock Island, and I talked about it earlier when they were up 7 or 8 points. Brandon Pullman, you know, taking shots, it looks to me like out of the flow of the Rock Island offense, I think got them all out of kilter. And then, of course, we talked about it when the guy left, DJ Anderson
at the 4-minute and 21-second mark, or 4:19 left with his fourth foul.
When he sat down, we have started to dominate inside. You know, Anderson, the one guy that could pretty well step up with Victor, but with him on the bench, Davis, and still I hold hope for Caleb Weaver to get some points here. He's working hard, but just not scoring yet.
38-37 streaks. Rocky with the ball. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. No doubt Randall's going to probably take this shot. Working on Thompson. 8 seconds to go. Pulls up. 3. Top of the key. No good. Rebound. Pullman snuck in there and he gets fouled. Not Pullman. It was Victor Jones. He's a pain. He was that way last year. He snuck in there. Got the rebound. Got fouled. He's going to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. The 5'11 junior. Dalton Davis picked up number 3 on that with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Libby going to come in for the Silver Streaks. And Victor Jones, a very line drive type shooter, goes to the line. He lets it go and made it. Tied at 38. Rocky trying to get the lead back.
Dalton Davis sits down so he doesn't pick up foul number 4.
Good idea.
In the latter stages of the quarter.
Jones free throw, he made them both. And all kinds of substitutions. Back and forth. Jones with 7 points in the ballgame.
Rocks will need to pick up full court here with 4 seconds left in the period.
All kinds of juggling going on. Chad Thompson in the ballgame trying to maybe get it to him for a long jump shot. He's got 11 threes on the season. Full court to go. Garnett to trigger it in. He's looking. He's calling for help. He's still getting it. He gets it to Libby. Hooks it over to Brandon Thompson across half court. Pull up 3 right side. Good! Big 3 as he pumps his fist and the streaks go into the fourth quarter with a 3-point lead. 41-39, a 2-point lead. Brandon Thompson, the big bucket, back with an exciting fourth quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles, experience that wins.
I'm Will Stevenson. Rob Blagojevich is out as Illinois governor. To download interviews and reaction, go to news at WGIL.com.
Field Gymnasium is rocking. Galesburg, a 41-39 lead in the third quarter. Outscored Rock Island 17-9. A monster three by Brandon Thompson at the end of the quarter. And we've not seen that once, not twice, but 3 times this season. He's come up with a big shot at the end of the quarter, and none bigger than that one.
He played that real well. He saw what was left on the clock, looked up there, and got himself just up to the 3-point line, and then let it fly and got the good result. And let's see if the Streaks can continue this momentum and take the game.
Wide open. Down low, Victor Davis from Caleb Weaver. 21 in the game for Davis. A 43-39 lead. Oh, my. Right side. Well, now back up top. Give to Haythorn, who's in the ballgame. Galesburg man-to-man defense. Both teams will shoot the rest of the way. Fouls aplenty. Julian Mayfield left elbow. Now they swing it around right side. Haythorn looking inside. Nothing there. Off a screen. Randall deep 3 up top. Good. Jason Randall held to 2 in the third quarter, now has 13 in the ballgame, 43-42, just like that. Galesburg 6 of 9, free throw shooting in the quarter, and a foul called by Pullman on the basketball. That's going to send Libby to the line for a 1-1, and after that, it's double bonus the rest of the way.
Got 4 fouls on Pullman now. And he'll sit down or not.
I think so.
That's the good news. It was a rock out and foul. Bad news, Tanner Libby at the line, who really struggles, but maybe he's got a couple of makes in him here.
He's one out of two tonight. That's his only point. And these are big. Got four rebounds. Victor with 21. Dalton Davis shut out in the third quarter, has 12. Chasen Randall leads them with 13. Libby, huge free throw here. He missed it. Rebound high up to get it. Randall, and a push from behind Caleb Weaver.
Well, I show Galesburg through three quarters, leading the rebounding battle 30-21. That's a lot of rebounds.
That's a ton. And a 1-1 for Rock Island off the player control foul. And Chasen Randall back to the line, and you fear he could take this thing over.
From the field, the team shooting almost identical percentage right now. Streaks have had the better of it from the free throw line.
Randall for 1-1. His team down one, 7:16 to play. Bends the knees, lets it fly, made it. Already with four in the quarter, edges two in the third quarter. Streaks defense thus far on him has been very good. And we're tied again at 43.
So the Streaks go a little smaller, replacing Weaver with Pierce Ferguson, who comes back in after getting poked in the eye there toward the end of the third quarter.
Randall looking for his 15th point of the game. He has it. Rocks back on top, 44-43. It's become a seesaw affair. They led by 10 in the first quarter, but Galesburg's fought and clawed, actually had a lead just a moment ago. Here is a full court press put on by Rock Island. Galesburg breaks it. Brandon Thompson with it, right wing. He eludes trouble, goes up top to Dalton Davis. He calls the play, bounces back to Thompson on the right wing. Oh, Victor open just for a moment inside. Skip it across. Dalton Davis covered up. Back over to Brandon Thompson. They cross-court the pass up top now to Libby. Back to Thompson. Feel free to penetrate. Again, both teams in the bonus. Victor Davis had it in the moment. Free throw line, put it on the floor and lost it. Turnover on the Streaks. Back the other way, Rock Island. Inside, Randall layup, man. Good.
That's quite a move.
That's a D1 move right there. 46-43. Rock Island trying to just put that frenetic pace going now with a full court press. Dalton Davis with it now.
I think Randall's got 7 points in a row.
He does. You're exactly right. Rocky has come out firing in the fourth quarter, and specifically Randall. Down on the baseline, Libby. He's going to attack, and he is fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two, try and make amends for the miss on the 1-1.
Well, Randall, as you would expect a great player to do, starting to take over this game early in the fourth quarter because the rest of his team offensively doesn't have much going on. And he has done it from the time they were down four. He's put them up three.
Libby's free throw, good. They're all big now. Trying to make them both. 46-44, Rock Island, as they put a flurry together just moments ago. Libby's second free throw, all over the rim, missed it. Randall the rebound. A two-point Rocks lead. He's going to bring it up, and you're going to see a lot of Chasen Randall. He has just one foul in the game and 17 points. Brandon Thompson, the man on him. Up top, the pass goes to Mayfield. Devin Jones in the game. He committed the last foul. On the baseline, Randall attacks. Victor there to stop him. Dalton Davis late with the help, and Mayfield gets the layup.
Mayfield got the two, but Chasen Randall did it all. He drew his man to him, wrapped the ball around him. He's been fantastic here in the fourth quarter.
Libby to the basket, shot no good, tipped around, and here's an opportunity for the Rocks in transition. 1-on-2, Victor, oh my, takes it to the basket. Victor Jones on a 1-on-2 scores. 50-44. Ill-advised shot, he still made it. Galesburg needs to answer on this possession. Thompson with it.
Here it
now
is.
Dalton Davis thought about a shot back to Thompson. He passed up a three. Quick decision. Now Dalton Davis, right wing with it, looking inside. They're a little hesitant to pull the trigger right now.
I don't know why Dalton won't let that ball fly.
Brandon Thompson, what's happened is they see that Rock Island came out in a zone defense that time. A 1-2-2 look. Galesburg, a little confused by it. They call a timeout. It's a 30-second break. 5:10 to go in the ballgame, and Rock Island has regained its offensive touch, and they lead by 6, 50-44.
Yeah, Rock Island, not a team that uses zone much, but of course Tom Siegel does his homework. He knows that the Streaks have struggled against the zone all year long. They showed it some early in the ball game too. When they went to man, they just didn't have anybody that could handle Victor. And so that's a good move by them, up 6. to try and force Galesburg to shoot outside and to try and neutralize Victor Davis a little bit. In this fourth quarter, Rock Island has scored every time they've had the basketball. After really struggling against the Galesburg defense in the third quarter, Chason Randall got him going. Seven straight points plus an assist. And now it's the Silver Streaks having to, again, fight uphill after it looks like, for a stretch, like Galesburg is going to take this game over. And then, unfortunately, number five for Rock Island, Chason Randall, said, no, you don't.
Yep. They have scored 11 of 14 points in the quarter. 11-3 run by the Rocks. Galesburg with the ball. Need a basket. Approaching the five-minute mark of the ball game. Jam-packed gym tonight for alumni night. Chad Thompson in the game. Mike Reynolds answers with his three-point shooter. Brandon Thompson, three left baseline. No good. Ball tipped around. Victor Davis tried to get a handle on it. Royce Muskybeller. Haythorne has it now. In front, in transition, and an easy layup for Mayfield. That is just too easy. Mayfield gives the Rocks an eight-point lead, 52-44. Galesburg in big trouble now. Davis, left elbow, reach in. He gets it back. Dalton fires for three right side. No good. Ball tipped by Chad Thompson out of bounds to the Rocks. Uh-oh.
Boy, who would have seen this turnaround? Rock Island, which looked to be scattered. They didn't really seem to have anything together on offense. The Streaks were dominating them inside with Victor Davis. And boy, the quarter break, things have completely changed.
Randall brings it up, and DJ Anderson back in the ballgame, guarded by Chad Thompson. Mayfield up top. He's been a ton tonight. He's a combo guard forward, and he has done a job scoring 10 points in the ballgame for the Rocks when Pullman had another off night. Victor Jones bounces off to Haythorne. Haythorne with it now. 4 minutes to go, and the Rocks an eight-point lead, and they are in no big hurry right now. Mayfield with the ball, guarded by Thompson. DJ Anderson wide open for three on the left side. He got it. Victor Davis late to get on him, and they have their biggest lead of the game right now, 55-44.
Six out of six from the field in the fourth quarter, including two threes. And the Rocks, unbelievably, have moved up 11 with 3.5 to go.
Dalton Davis right side, catches, shoots the three. Good! He's got his first bucket of the second half, 55-47. Does Galesburg have another run in him? 3:25 to go. Block the enemy. Up top, Randall between the circles. Met by Brandon Thompson. He'll bounce to Victor Davis. Victor Jones, rather. Our guy's Victor Davis. Mayfield on the left wing. Up top, DJ Anderson. Right side, attacking Victor Jones. Maybe Davis got away with a foul, but look who gets it. Haythorne, shot good. On the offensive rebound, smallest guy on the floor. Gets the rebound in the bucket. He's got five in the game. None bigger than that one. A 10-point Rocks lead. Victor Davis spinning in the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Tanner Libby to the Rocks. Brandon Pullman now back on the floor for Rock Island. Out goes Mayfield. Victor Jones goes out of the ballgame. And Muskie Valley back in for the Rocks. Caleb Weaver in. Chad Thompson out for the Silver Streaks.
Odd as it is to say, I'm not sure Rock Island isn't a lot better team with Pullman on the bench.
I agree.
They get out and transition faster. They seem to run their offense better.
They sure look like it tonight. They'll spread the floor here. Up top, Muskie Valley goes on the left side to Pullman. Lobs it inside. Terrible pass, and Brandon Thompson picks it off. And they're going to pick up man-to-man. Dalton Davis across the timeline. He's going to go straight to the basket. Dumps it off for Weaver. Nothing there. Back to Weaver from Libby. Spinning on Anderson. Up top. Three on the way. Dalton Davis, he thought about it and missed the shot. Libby put back. Good! Tanner Libby. 49 for Galesburg, but 57 for Rock Island. They lead, and a 30-second break called. 2:18 to play in the ball game, and Galesburg now got to force some turnovers. Rock Island, not a real good free throw shooting team. They're going to get more free throws, no doubt about it. Galesburg's committed 17 fouls. Rocks more than 10, so Galesburg have a double bonus. Rock Island in the 1-1 right now, so that's a good situation.
No, double whammy in this fourth quarter. It was bad enough that the Rocks have run off 7 of 8 from the field, but they've been able to build this lead, and the clock has kept going. This has been a pretty fast-moving fourth quarter. Third quarter was slow. We got Victor Davis to the line a lot of stops, but Rock Island able to build that lead and chew a lot of clock up in the process, and the Silver Streaks will have to claw a little closer, or the Rocks will put the thing in the deep freeze, and Unlike you, Mike, I'm not too afraid of a number of them at the line, but I don't want to see Chason Randall handling it a lot. And if they're smart, they're going to have him handling the ball the whole time.
Galesburg picks up man-to-man full court. And they'll probably use a zone press before it's all done. They tend to go with a 1-2-2, and they're desperate to force turnovers. This time, Muskie Valley gets at the front court in a hurry, goes to DJ Anderson on the left baseline. Back up top, Haythorne. So both their little guards of the game and Randall. Randall working on Thompson. Crossover dribble gets the baseline. He's cut off. Hook to pass inside. Pullman catches. Missed his shot up close. Randall gets it back. He's fouled. They dominated the boards that time. Randall on the glass. He's going to the line to shoot two. Randall with seven in the quarter. Brandon Thompson picked up foul number four. 17 of the game for Chason Randall. High arching free throw is good.
You can see why the D1 scouts are looking at this guy.
He's smooth.
If he
no
was
doubt.
A senior, you'd be interested. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, he's got so much going for him. Free throw on the way. Got them both. He is cool as a cucumber.
And that's a good point, Mike. He not only does he have great talent, but he's got great confidence in what he can do, and he is so cool out there on the court.
Doesn't get rattled, doesn't say a thing. Right side, Dalton Davis sets for a three. Launches, got it! Dalton Davis, second three of the quarter, gives Galesburg some hope. 59-52, Rock Island. A minute 40 to go in the ball game. Libby guarding the ball handler. Muskie Valley. Now Anderson with it. Victor Davis going to come out and get him. Approaching the 1.5 minute mark of the game. Anderson hands off. There's a backcourt. No! Apparently Libby touched the basketball. Randall on the right wing. Guarded by Thompson. He's just going to take him off the bounce if he can. He's cut off. They give it out to Pullman. Pullman back up top. Anderson. 1:15 to play. Rocks by 7. Anderson back to Muskie Valley. They go to trap him. He quickly dumps it off to DJ Anderson out on the right side. Victor Davis has no choice but to commit a foul. Libby comes from behind and pops him for good measure. Victor picks it up. Just his second foul. Anderson's first free throw attempt coming up now. He has 9 points in the ballgame.
You know, in talking about Randall, it's not just his ability to score, but his ability to create. I think in that regard, he's even better than Joseph Bertrand of Sterling. I think Bertrand's definitely an excellent player. He's longer than Randall. So defensively, he's probably a better prospect for college. But Randall's still growing as a sophomore, and he's able to set up. He'll get a lot of assists, too.
Anderson split the two free throws. Victor Davis, the rebound, four of his streaks. They need to score in a hurry. 1 minute to go, down eight. Right side, Libby. Anderson daring him to shoot the three. Bounces on the baseline to Thompson. Out to Dalton Davis. Up top, Weaver. 54 seconds to go. Dalton, three right side. This one's no good. Rebound taken out of the air and a two-on-one. Here comes Muskie Valley in transition to the goal. Shot no good. He shot that too soon. Oh, and Victor Davis off his fingertips. Dalton Davis grabs his head in frustration. And with 44 seconds to go, rocks the ball and an eight-point lead.
Oh, good job by the Silver Streaks. Dalton Davis, he was the Rock Island coming at him three-on-one. He got down there in position, went after the ball handler, and did get some help then later by Victor, who couldn't control and out of bounds, so things just not bouncing the Streaks' way here in the fourth quarter.
Muskie Valley, the out-of-bounds man. Gets the ball from the official and slaps it. He's ready to get it in. Looks inside, finds Pullman underneath. He missed a bunny up close, but the rebound up top, a killer to Muskie Valley. And Brandon, or rather Dalton Davis, has no choice but to foul and commits number four, and Muskie Valley to the line has 2 points in the game, and it's double bonus time. He'll get two free throws here.
Well, Pullman's tried to help us since coming back in. He threw the ball away and missed two shots, but enough of the rocks to the rescue in this one.
Yep. DJ Anderson, Julian Mayfield, Victor Jones, all have been huge. Free throw good. Muskie Valley, 3 points in the game. Rocks 61-52 the lead.
You know, Haythorne's done a nice job here coming in, handling the ball. And in fact, I think he may have had a better game tonight than Muskie Valley.
I would agree with you. And Haythorne on the night has 5 points. Second free throw good.
And Rock Island 24, Julian Mayfield.
Boy, you couldn't have convinced me at the end of three quarters that Rock Island would win this thing going away.
No, not really. Driving Brandon Thompson to the basket. Shot blocked by Randall. tipped around, loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Libby diving for it. Rock Island, a transition opportunity as Muskie Valley came up with it. He's got five rebounds in the game and just a little guy. And a whistle in the front court with 23 seconds to go, and Rock Island going back to the free throw line, I think. Libby checking to make sure all his parts are there. Well, they don't show any foul, so they're going to take it out. Randall at half court to do the honors. He looks for someone and throws a wild pass, chased down by Muskie Valley, and then a foul is called. If it's on Davis, he's fouled out of the ballgame.
Well, what was the biggest crowd of the year tonight? Starting to thin out a little bit. The handwriting on the wall here, a 10-point Rocky lead, 22 seconds left. And if you weren't a believer in Chason Randall's abilities before tonight, you have to be now. He completely turned this game around for his team early in the fourth quarter with seven straight points and two assists.
Yep. And this is a guy who probably took 12 shots in the game. Talk about efficient. Muskie Valley split the two free throws. Yeah. Randall the rebound.
That's it. He's had two or three key rebounds here in this period, too.
63-52 Rocks. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Libby just fouled out. He leaves with 4 points and five rebounds.
You know, Randall really, he keeps his cool pretty well because we've been dogging him all night. Defenders have been in his jersey. And he's taken that pretty well. That time he got poked in the mouth coming down with that ball by Libby and kind of wiped his mouth and goes to the line.
Randall, a couple of free throws. He missed that one.
Hey, he's human.
Randall, 19 points. 10 for DJ Anderson, 10 for Julian Mayfield, 3 in double figures. Victor Davis, 21. Dalton Davis, 18 for the streak. Second free throw by Randall. He made that one. 20 for him. 64-52 Rock Island. They're going to win the game. Final score is yet to be determined. Dalton Davis dribbled in traffic, lost the basketball. And 13 Galesburg turnovers. That number's not too terribly high. And coming in the front court. Trying to get in the front court, but backing it up was Muskie Valley. I guess he thought Galesburg was going to foul. They give to Anderson. That's the ball game. Big run in the third quarter by Galesburg to take the lead, but the Rocks had an answer, and they win 64-52. They move to 3-3 in the Western Big Six. Galesburg falls to 2-4. Streaks 8-10 overall. Rock Island 12-7. Stay tuned for the post game. It's coming your way next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but
I love you.
And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Herman and A.G. Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. Tonight, cloudy, low around 15. Temps steady or slowly rising after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 35, low around 28. Sunday, partly sunny, high of 35, low of 17. And Monday and Monday night, cloudy, scattered flurries, high of 25 and a low around 12. Currently, it's 14 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, a tough fourth quarter. That's all there is to it. Galesburg dominated the third quarter and actually led 41-39 after trailing by as many as 10 in the first half and trailing 30-24 at halftime. But the Rocks and Chason Randall got the job done in the fourth quarter. Randall scored 10 of his team's 23. They outscored the Streaks 23-13 in the fourth quarter. A key part in the game. Galesburg led 43-39. And then Rock Island went to work. Had a three-point bucket. Then tied the game and took off from there. Galesburg, as close as they could get, was... Boy, they did get within three at 46-43. Got another free throw at 46-44, so they got within two after that. But from that point on, it was 8 points, and that was it. Rocky scored 18, so an 18-8 run to close the quarter. And they win at 64-52. Take a look at the numbers. They're brought to you by Thorin's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet.
Well, team shot the ball in pretty similar fashion. Rock Island a little better by the end of the game. They were 21 of 46 for 46%. It's just that one hot streak in the fourth quarter that pushed them over the top. They hit seven straight shots to open the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks just 4 out of 10 in that fourth stanza. They go 18 of 47 for the game, 38%. What had been a pretty big lead on the boards for Galesburg diminished in that fourth quarter as well. Not only did the Streaks get outshot in the fourth quarter, they got out-rebounded 10-4. Final turnover count, Galesburg 34 and Rock Island 30. And turnovers, which had become a bit of a sloppy game by halftime, early third quarter, settled down. Rock Island with just one fourth quarter turnover to finish the game with 11. Silver Streaks with a pair of fourth quarter giveaways. They had just 12, and I think that's probably the lowest turnover count I've seen in a Galesburg-Rock Island game in a long, long time. They combined for 23. Normally they have about 23 apiece when these two teams start getting up and down the court. So from that standpoint, a little bit better. Not a whole lot of pressure applied, though, by either team outside of in the half court in this game. And I thought Coach Tom Siegel did a nice job in that fourth quarter once they made sure Randall had the ball, got his chance to take over the game. They did. Then they go back into that zone defense. And Victor Davis, I think the only times he touched the ball was when he was able to get a rebound or two in there. And he had done so much damage to them in the third quarter, but didn't get much done in the fourth quarter. And not only the zone, but DJ Anderson coming back in, I think certainly helped for Rock Island. But clearly, their player of the game, and what may be the best player they've had in this program since Monte Jenkins and Pete Michael left. He's not the size player that they were, but he's going to have every bit as much impact by the time he's a senior as Chason Randall, the sophomore.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Randall was big in the fourth quarter. Victor Davis just a field goal in the fourth quarter. Galesburg with four fourth quarter field goals, two by Dalton Davis, one apiece by Tanner Libby, and one by Victor Davis. And Chason Randall with 10 points in the fourth quarter. And he was good at the line, 5 of 6. The Rocks, 9 of 12 from the line. Not their strong suit, free throw shooting, but they got it done tonight. Made 12 out of 16 in the second half, 9 of 12 in the fourth quarter. They finished 15 out of 23, 65%. Galesburg, after 4 of 5 in the first half, they shoot 7 of 12 in the second half, wind up 11 of 17. That's a shade under 65%. Three-point shooting, the Rocks, boy, they hit 7 in the ballgame. Had five in the first half. Galesburg got five threes of their own. Four of those came from Dalton Davis. The monster game arrived. It just wasn't enough. Victor Davis, 21 points and 16 rebounds. He led everyone in both categories. Dalton Davis had 18 for the Silver Streaks. Down the list, Tanner Libby with four. Four for Pierce Ferguson and five for Brandon Thompson. The one that jumps out, Caleb Weaver, coming in with an 8.4 scoring average. Did not crack the scoring column in the game. Did not get to the free throw line. He did add up on the boards. He had six rebounds and played some pretty solid defense throughout the game, but missed two or three real close shots. Didn't get those to go down and was not a factor offensively, so that hurt. And you look at Rock Island, Chasen Randall, one of three in double figures tonight. He had 20. 10 points for Julian Mayfield, 10 points and 8 rebounds for DJ Anderson. 3 points for Royce Muskie Valley at 5 rebounds. Victor Jones, 9 points off the bench. He was huge. Jones, Anderson, both just outstanding games to go along with Mayfield. And Haythorne had 7 points for the Rocks as they go 12-7 on the season and are in sole possession of third place unless Quincy pulls an upset tonight at Moline. Rather, it's the other way around, unless Quincy pulls off an upset at home against Moline. But at the moment, Rock Island 3-3 in the conference. They're 12-7 overall. Galesburg now 8-10. They fall to 2-4 in conference play. And got to bounce back tomorrow against a very good Geneseo team. Mentioned it in the pregame. These are the teams in the Galesburg Regional, and then throw in Alleman and Dunlap. Alleman, Dunlap, Galesburg, Rock Island, and Geneseo.
Really a very balanced
it
regional.
It really is.
I don't think anybody could win it. Yeah, I don't think Alleman's got much of a chance to win three games, but Dunlap's been playing a lot better
over there.
And they've had some good competition, so they're probably the team that's coming on the strongest right now, but Rock Island is, I think, clearly got the most talent in the field. Now, whether they'll win it or not, I don't know, but you know, there were a number of good players on this court tonight, and there was one that, I think is bordering on getting to be a great player.
He sure is.
Chasen Randall is, he was the difference in this one this evening. So we may see them again, like you said, Mike.
Yeah.
A five-team regional, there's a pretty good chance you might run into them. And I would think at this point, with this win especially, they win a few more. As Coach Siegel said, they're on the lighter side of their schedule. They'll win a few more on Saturday nights as well and probably get themselves either the one or two seed going in, and so they won't have to play that that opening night.
They are taking on Peoria tomorrow at the
Central, I assume.
It says Quad Cities versus Peoria shootout
okay.
at Rocky.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Then they go to Moline on the 6th, host Quincy on the 13th. They'll take a step out of conference on Valentine's Day and play at McChesney Park Harlem. A member of that conference, NIC-10, I think it is. They'll host Alleman on the 20th. They'll host Dixon on the 21st. And then at United Township in what could be at that time a battle for second place in the Big Six.
Yeah, that's right. I would think the Harlem game is certainly one that they'll probably win. The Dixon game one they could win with their eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
But
Geneseo playing them tonight, by the way, so that'll be interesting to keep an eye on that.
And, UT's a wild card. Of course, they're going down to Quincy for that regional down there.
Yeah.
With those two guards UT's got, you can't ever count them out, and the Singleton kid's down low, and we'll have our hands full going back up there.
Yeah, he's very athletic. And the two guards, Lowry and Burridge, Burridge at about 24 a game. We talk about Randall Burridge as the scorer. No doubt about it, he can shoot it, but he doesn't do all the intangibles and other things that Randall's able to do and do it just flawlessly and so smooth.
Yeah, well, and Burridge is senior now. And
you're right.
And he, again, he's clearly one of the best players in the conference, but Randall able to create the way he does some opportunities. And I don't have much question that from what I've seen, Randall, if he wanted to, if Coach Siegel wanted to just feature him, he could score. He could average 30 a game.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So, well, we're waiting on Coach Mike Reynolds. We'll talk with him a little bit. And he got up here pretty quick. It just seemed like this thing turned around so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we said the same thing last Friday night, although, you know, blowing a 19-point lead, you're still kind of in a daze what happened in that one. But this one, what were we up? Three at one point? 40,
yeah, had a lead at the, let's see here,
43.
We're looking at 43-39.
Okay, so
keep
we
in mind,
four.
Thompson had hit a three at the end of the third quarter to go into the fourth to give Galesburg a 41-39 lead. And then they came out and had a bucket after that to go up by four, and then that's when Rock Island went haywire from there. Galesburg got within two at 46-44, and then again, from that point on, it was all Rocks.
Yeah, we only had a couple of turnovers in the fourth quarter, but both of those ended up being transition
that's
baskets
right.
for the Rocks, who came down 3-on-2, and they did execute those fast breaks very well. And they just had a run that I didn't know they had left in them in the fourth quarter. You got to tip their hat to what they did, because I don't know as much a case as the Streaks lost this game as it was Rock Island just won it in the fourth quarter.
I would say that's totally right. No doubt about it.
Completely elevating their game from what had been a very fractured offensive effort in the second and third quarters by this Rocks team, which we're, had seen in the four quarters we played with them up there earlier in the season. But the first quarter, they were the complete package. In the fourth quarter, they were real solid here as well. So,
head coach Mike Reynolds making his way over for a visit after the game, and we'll turn it over to Jim Lee and the head coach, Mike Reynolds.
Okay, well, Coach, this one turned around the hurry after your team had really been gritty getting into that late third quarter, early fourth, got a four-point lead, and then the Chase on Randall show started, and, boy, he really answered the bell for his team.
Well, I think, when you've got Matt Painter and Bruce Weber and every college coach in the country drooling over you, people can see why. He's a sophomore. Imagine when he gets 30 pounds on him. He's by far the most talented kid in the conference, and I thought, our guys did a heck of a job on him, and, what good players do is they make other players around them better, and he made some guys with some good passes there at the end better than they really are, but, they finished their layups, and when we had our struggling stretch in the second quarter, we didn't make ours, and we thought we could have extended something a little bit if we could have made some more shots, and it just it's still a 3-minute stretch where we've got to be able to finish and play better.
Yeah, we had Rock Island hitting 7 consecutive shots. They got out and got some in transition in that key stretch, and really it was refreshing, I'm sure, to their fans, because we had slowed the game down in that third quarter. Victor Davis was just killing them in there, and Victor had a monster night for you.
Yeah, Victor, we've been waiting for the last couple of weeks for a bust out game, and it all is based on his confidence. He obviously has got the tools to be one of the better players in the league, and on most nights he is. He struggled to look a little bit in the last two games. He's really picked it up, and for the next 2 years, we need Victor to be able to play and be aggressive and be a guy that just dominates the paint, and he did that tonight.
Yeah, he and Dalton Davis did about 80% of our scoring in this one, and of course. Of course, Rocky, early on after Dalton hit a couple of threes, looked like they switched Randall over there and made life a little bit tougher on him.
Yeah, Dalton's going to get his shots, and he made some stuff, and we made a concerted effort not to try to put Dalton on their best player as much, because I think his legs have died on him a little bit in some games where he's had to guard the best player, handle the ball, shoot the ball, do be Mr. Everything for us, and tonight the other guys did a nice job of helping out BT and Pierce and Joe and all those guys that went in and guarded Randall. They gave him a fight, and Randall just made some plays at the end, and we hope that we can play well enough to be able to play them a third time later in the year.
We talked with assistant coach Ryan Hart at halftime, and he said in the locker room you guys were trying to be a little more aware of some of the other Rock Island players, especially DJ Anderson step out and hit a couple of threes, so they were getting some good balance at least at halftime.
Well, they've got some guys that on the scouting report are shooting, 20% or under 20% from three, and they made some shots, and that's credit to them. Obviously, in all scouting reports, you've got guys you've got to lay off, and we picked some guys to lay off, and unfortunately, those guys burned us tonight, but normally guys are 20% shooters for a reason, and you get the stats and you see them, and tonight they're able to make them, and hopefully next time we play them, they will make them.
Getting back to a couple of the positives for the Silver Streaks, we thought at the third quarter break, we felt like our defense had really gotten Rock Island out of their offense. They were throwing up some shots I don't think Coach Siegel wanted, and we had to give a lot of credit to your effort there, especially in that third quarter.
Well, we coached a lot of effort in the summer and at the beginning of the year. We haven't had coached it here lately, and I think our guys stepped up big, and they got down a little bit at the beginning because we missed some shots and let them get some runouts. But, we battled back, and if you look on our whiteboard in the locker room, it says fight, 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 and we thought if we kept fighting, we'd have a chance to win, and we did. We had a chance to win the game, and we just, for some reason, for 3 minutes in the beginning of the fourth quarter, couldn't buy a basket and turn the ball over a couple times, let them get some runouts. But, we've got to keep improving and pushing towards the regional. know, we're hosting the regional, so I think that gives us a little bit of an advantage. But there's also four good teams in the regional. You know, I think Allman beat UT tonight, so that's that's a shock. And Dunlap beat Peoria Notre Dame, who's maybe the best team I've seen all year. And so there's some good teams in our regional. We certainly got to be ready to play.
Well, the next step, not only the game tomorrow night, but tonight things aren't done here at John Thiel Gym. You've done a lot of legwork in instigating this alumni night here. A lot of great Silver Streak players from the past are in the cafeteria right now, and that's got to make you pretty happy to see the big crowd that was here tonight and those alumni coming back.
Yeah, it's exciting to see those guys. You can see... You see Elmer down there on the court. You've seen Barry Swanson here. You've seen guys like Rod Thompson, who said he hadn't been back in 10 years or so. And it's nice to see those guys. And it's nice to know that they still care enough about our program to show up and support our team. That's the one thing that, people really don't know about the tradition of a basketball school like this is, we got a lot of alumni that live all over the country, and they've made a point to come back and be a part of our game. And I think we showed them that, we're on the right track. We got a lot of young guys that played well tonight, and I think the future's bright for the Silver Streaks.
Okay, well, finally, look ahead to tomorrow night, a road trip to Geneseo. They were very physical last year. The Storm kid has graduated. He was a beast, but they've still got some players up there, don't they?
Well, they got, 6'7", 6'5", 6'4". We got to certainly be ready to play. They got shooters all around, and they've built themselves into a little mini basketball power there for the last 5 or 6 years. And I don't know how long it's been since Gales were bringing them in a varsity game, but I think it's been a while. And we've got to certainly come ready to play, because it's going to be certainly a different brand of basketball than it is today. And Geneseo is another really good team in our regional, and we've got to certainly be thinking about how we're going to defend them and as it rolls to postseason.
Okay, thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Head coach Mike Reynolds visiting with Jim Lee on the postgame. Galesburg falls tonight at home to Rock Island 64-52. We have a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to pick. We'll do that next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Don't miss your chance to create your dream kitchen during the final week of Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Start with beautiful Trademark Series cabinets by Schrock, all 14% off. Choose from over 300 style and color combinations. Save big on kitchen countertops, all major kitchen appliances, and all kitchen faucets. And there's zero payments and no interest for 6 months on qualifying purchases with your big card. Don't miss the final week of Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Bank at Thiel Gymnasium postgame. Streaks fall 64-52 to Rock Island. Heard Mike Reynolds just say momentarily a shocker in the Big Six. And no, it's not Moline, but still, Allman beats UT tonight, and that is a stunner. That's a team that was 4-16 going in, and UT, granted, 9-8, and had a six-game losing streak there in the season right after they beat us. But, wow, that's not a good matchup for Allman whatsoever, but
no.
They proved everyone wrong.
No, well, we're certainly happy for coaches.
Steve Smithers
up there, but and they're capable if the Prince kid gets any help, because he's good, but they usually don't help him a whole lot, and their defense had some shortcomings when we saw them earlier, but
Yeah, how UT takes the court with those two guards and some of the size they've got down low, and boy, that really is a shocker. Next thing we'll find out, Quincy beat Moline.
Well, they've won two in a row, and I suppose weirder things can happen, and more shocking, that game was at United Township. That's just hard for me to believe they can go in there. Well, needed help tonight, Victor Davis. He got a little bit from Dalton Davis, of course. Dalton coming off a pair of 22-point games, and he scores 18 tonight, but Victor Davis, the man of the evening. He had a game-high 21 points, yanked down 16 rebounds, and I don't think there's any doubt about it. He should be, and no doubt will be, tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I think this is I'd hate to call it a breakout game because we've seen flashes of this all year, but he was outstanding.
He was, and I think Coach Reynolds certainly hit it on the head. It's all about confidence with him, and when he sees the Rock Island Rocks, he thinks, hey, I can play, and he can. If he can just be able to take that night after night. And I think, again, last year missing so much of the season, setting back a little bit to where his development might be, maturity-wise. But, if he could harness just even half of what he did tonight, some of those nights. Of course, we needed it all tonight because, as you said, Caleb Weaver couldn't give us anything on offense.
Right.
A big goose egg for Caleb in there. And when that happens, the load really falls onto Victor's shoulders, and he had the shoulders for it tonight.
Yeah.
And easily happy to hand the award to a real good kid, Victor Davis, with the Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So that's all of our business from here. Remember, an earlier start tomorrow night, 6:30 is the scheduled tip-off at Geneseo. The Maple Leafs, good quality basketball team, and Galesburg has lost three in a row to Geneseo, dating back to the 2006-07 season, lost last year here. Lost to Geneseo there, both those games blowouts. And so Galesburg has its work cut out for them. Regional preview, if you will, at Geneseo tomorrow night. We'll be on the air with the broadcast around 6:10. Of course, Galesburg High School girls basketball coming up tomorrow afternoon. Tune in shortly after 1 o'clock with Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson for that as they head out on the road. And we're going to go take care of some visiting. So we need to get you some folks to hear from tomorrow for Sports Saturday. And this was a great opportunity to do that. Certainly going to hear from Rod Thompson. Jim talked to him for a while. We'll see who else we can gather up just down the hallway from here. So we'll wrap it up from here. And again, the final score, Rock Island beats Galesburg 64-52. Our thanks to Chaz and company back at the radio station for their studio engineering. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to have better news for you tomorrow. From Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good night from Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.